Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm getting ripped up and down, which I knew I would. I thought I was going to be heel for what I said about the Cavs yesterday. Everybody agreed with me. And here I am. I knew I'd be a heel by the end of this week, and here it is. If you like a guy, you stand in there and you take your conviction with it. If you don't like a guy, then you stay away. I mean, I got Buckeyes 2003. Has this person or have they not been tweeting at us for 4 months about how we're wasting everybody's time talking about Shedeur Sanders and he'll be an out-and-out disaster? Yes. So why would you feel better trading back into the first round and giving up picks, more picks, if you don't think the player's going to be good to begin with?
Well, you wouldn't
with.
Do that. No, stand but, no by, team. But no
that's
team
what
would
I'm
do
saying.
That. No team would take a guy they thought was a disaster.
And that's all I'm saying when it comes to these people. Stand by your own opinion. If you think that he's going to be good, then damn it,
yeah, but
fine.
I think
but
NFL
if you don't
teams,
think he's going to be good, then don't tell me
don't
I'm being ridiculous
teams,
if I don't want to trade back in for another guy
you don't think
that they
have
to talk themselves into because there is more than just the quarterback. Stop lying. We got to stop lying to ourselves.
You don't think there's more nuance than I either like a quarterback or I don't like a quarterback? You don't think they do all that work for evaluations? Don't you
Anthony,
think that's why
I'm
they give out
there's
grades?
There's more nuance. Listen to what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I'm
but,
saying there's
but you're
more
not
nuance.
Acting like it. You're not acting
yes,
like
I am.
It. You're saying if you don't like him, if two, don't take him the rest of eternity. That's not how real
yeah.
NFL teams operate.
Because it, you got to understand here. You tell me for a year it's a bad draft class of quarterbacks. And now you're going to take the biggest celebrity, biggest one, give up even more picks, and talk yourself into it. In a year where we're all saying, hey, this might be a lame duck year for these guys. We don't need a quarterback that high. Okay.
Now, there's only one way.
I can't believe I'm being looked at
there's
like I'm
nuts. There's only one way I would agree with you, because I gave you that Steelers example.
Like, it sounds like you just want to take a shot at a guy because you don't have to answer for it. They do.
The example I gave you was, what if you're sitting there, what if Denver's sitting there at 20 and they're taking phone calls? Well, Pittsburgh is right behind them at 21, and you think Pittsburgh is going to get him, and you're like, well, we did have a late first-round grade on him. We have him ahead of Jackson Dart. We have him ahead of Milroe. We have him ahead of, you know, the Louisville kids, so let's... What do we do here? We need a quarterback. Let's go. And but, now we have, by the way, now we have his college teammate.
Answer my question.
Now we
for
have his
me.
Buddy. Now we have a guy he's got proven you, chemistry with.
Answered my question.
You're
for
telling
me
you're going to let
segment.
Him go to the Steelers? The only way I would agree with you is if you have any reason to believe that Deion Sanders has told you he wants to go to the Steelers. He does not want to go
you
to the
have,
Browns.
You
That's
answered
the only, hold on.
My
I'm talking. You're not letting me finish my point.
You're trying to answer
you're
me
just
a question that you won't
on
let me
on
answer.
Ken, we get it. We get it. If it's not two, don't take him
anywhere.
Don't
accuse me of
droning
on and on. You keep asking me the same
damn
question.
Statement.
You won't let me answer
you're
it.
Going on and on. We get it. We get it. We get it. You never take him. I'm giving you an example, and I'm letting it out for you. And then finally, I'm telling you I agree with you if that scenario was in place, but you kept talking, so nobody heard it.
It's a talk show. That's what we do. We talk.
It's a talk over me show.
Oh, you want to talk about
yes.
me talking over people?
Yes, just
that's
let me, just
really
let
rich.
Me get the point
that's
out.
Well,
that's
I'm going to talk really
I
fast.
Ask.
I'm going to make sure I get my points out really, really fast because I'm going to talk over you because that's how I do. That's how I put everybody. That's how everybody agrees with me every day because I can say it real quick. Go ahead, talk. Your show. Go right on ahead. Talk.
My dad
Speak
was the
up.
Micro Machines man, I promise. I gave my point. I'm done.
Did you?
Yes. I don't know if anybody heard it.
Because I say it again. Say it again with conviction this time.
I say the only way I would agree with you is in that scenario that I laid out where there is a trade-up attempt that is available and you have an inkling. Look, the Steelers are sitting there right behind you. The only way I would agree with you is if for any reason Deion is like, Browns, do not trade up to get him. He's going to the Steelers. This is what we orchestrated. That's the only way I would then agree with you.
I'm waiting for permission.
Go ahead. I'd like your response.
Do I have your permission?
Absolutely.
Thank you. I tried to give you your response, and you gave me your answer. You gave me my answer last segment. I asked you, do you think he could be good? Do you think he will be good, is what I asked. And you hemmed and awed. Oh, I think he could be. That's not why you take a guy in the first round. That's not why you do it. That's not why you give up more picks to take up a guy in the first round.
What do you think Baltimore said when they traded up to get
They
Lamar
said
Jackson.
We're back at the end of the draft and we still have Joe Flacco. And Joe might be at the end of his line, but let's see
so
what we can do with this kid.
How confident were they?
They were in a position of power. We are not in a position of power. We have Kenny Pickett starting right now. It is apples and oranges, friend.
So we wouldn't have done it then either because we're never in a position of power. So we wouldn't have traded up to get Lamar Jackson,
yeah.
According to you.
What we didn't have the quarterback. I would have been afraid to do that then. Well, I wouldn't have been afraid to do that then. If it's a better draft class, fine. But, I mean, Judas Priest, you're making my point for me. If you can't stand out there and say that you believe he's going to be good, why are we doing this in the first round? I mean, you do know there's a difference in rounds here. Like, if you can say, well, I think Jackson Dart could be good. Okay, yeah, take him in the second round. Take him in the third round. Whatever.
So, Ken, are you saying that if they have a first-round grade on Shedeur Sanders, they have to take him at number two?
I am saying
because that's their first round pick.
I'm saying that it's a bad draft class for quarterbacks. We've all known. We're trying to sell ourselves on this position.
Right.
So if they're going to take him, I mean, I'd be more willing if you really wanted to do it, if you really wanted to trade back and then go ahead and do it, I guess I could live with that. But if we're talking...
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Talking about giving up even more and going back into the first round. Why? Because you wanted to use my emotions against me, Anthony, and you wanted the Steelers to scare me? I don't know. The Steelers have been waiting around for Aaron Rodgers to make his decision while he walks around on the beach and maybe goes on a TV show to do it. They got TJ Watt putting stuff on Instagram. The Steelers are starting to look a lot like the Browns have over the last 25 years lately. I'm not going to let the Steelers scare me here. No. That ain't going to happen. So I'm trying to avoid a situation where we take a quarterback and then we don't know necessarily how to use him. and then we find ourselves firing people, and then we have to argue about a guy that really half of you guys didn't really even want to begin with. That's what I'm trying to avoid. That's the situation I'm trying to avoid. And I think you're looking at it going, hey, this team's going to, I think what you're doing here, you don't care enough. You think this team's just going to suck, so they might as well go out there and draft a quarterback because, hey, it could work, it could not, and these guys will be gone anyway. That's not the way to look at it. You have to look at this in real life. And if you're hemming and hawing when I say, will he be good? I got my answer. It's a first-round QB, man. 216-474-0092. Will and Medina, hello.
Ken, you are blowing
Will,
my mind.
You can't, say that, dude. You know you can't
sorry,
say that word.
I'm sorry. I realize that. Dude, how are you going to sit there and say, first of all, these guys are on the hot seat. If they're willing to trade capital to move up and get the quarterback that not only is their number one overall picks teammate, not only did he sit with the team that won one game, they didn't complain. They got through it. They won three games. They didn't complain. They got through it. They turned Colorado into a winning franchise. They both prefer football over anything else. And you're saying you would rather not move up and pick him, which would show to me that they have conviction that he's a good quarterback, but you're willing to move back and get him?
I'm talking to
him. I'm falling in love with the late round
pick. Wait a minute. You're still taking him high. Now I'm giving up more picks. I'm getting more picks and I'm still taking him. That's not a, that puts me in a better position of power. If I get more picks,
hold on. Why are you in love with third and fourth round picks?
I'm not in love with third and fourth round picks. You ask me a question, I'm giving it to you. Will, do you believe that he will be good?
Yes.
Then go right on ahead and make that pick. Oh, you believe he's going to be great?
I do.
Then we're not arguing about anything, because then you should be willing to take him at the highest position possible if you really believe he's going to be great.
And I absolutely Will,
let me ask you this. You believe he's going to be great. That's what you just said. I wonder if you said it just because you're arguing with me, but I'll go ahead and I'll take your word for it, right?
Okay.
Why would you let any other team then have power over you on where you could take this young man if you feel that powerful about it?
You're 100% right, and I'd be calling the Giants trying to get three.
Okay. There you go, Will. There it is. Hey, and hey, you started off cussing me out. I'm seeing you halfway, right?
Well, I love you, man, but I'm telling you right now, if you have a chance to get both these guys, I think it's best for our culture. And, hey, the guys that are making the picks, they're the ones that got to do it all on the line. Why wait till the sloppy seconds in the second round? And we saw how quarterbacks went last year. You might have a quarterback.
Yeah, if you like them, fine. Will, thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. But I'm arguing with somebody on the other side of the desk of me that don't really like him. No. There's no real conviction there.
That's not true.
I mean, you're kind of you accuse me of heaven and hawing and taking up the space.
I feel like I've been pretty consistent on Shador. I think he can be good. He's not a guaranteed run up to the podium guy. But how many guys like that have we had in the NFL over the last 10 years?
Well, let's see. There was Baker. That didn't end up the way we wanted it to.
He was not a run-up to the podium.
For John Dorsey, it was. Oh, thank you. Champions pose on that one.
No,
not throughout the league.
He was not a consensus.
That was not a
number
consensus
one pick. And certainly not Trevor Lawrence was an all-time run-up to the podium.
Trevor Lawrence was a run-up to the podium guy, and that didn't work out.
But as a prospect.
No. I'm pointing out John made his decision, and he made it with conviction. He knew it. He knew it on April 1st. So damn the torpedoes. He was going to make his decision, and he made it passionately. Because you have to be strong-willed about taking a quarterback. It's a quarterback. In the first round, anyway. 216-474-0092. I can't go any higher there. Can we go further?
No, let's just
take
them all next.
All right, I'm going to get to all you guys next. I'm sure I'm getting killed here in the phones. I'll deal with it. That's okay.
I think you guys need a little timeout right now.
All right, I will admit I got pretty childish there on the Micro Machines talking. I'm sorry about that.
Maybe let's take
a
little.
They can't hear you laughing.
Let's take a little break, guys. And then we'll get all these calls in instead of you taking one and then taking more shots.
You got me worked into a shoot there. I was upset because I spilled coffee on my shirt.
He's got to go change his shirt, guys. I told him
what to do. I said
he's got to take this Iowa State shirt off. Go get another Iowa State shirt.
That's true. He does have the whole thing. I told him.
I'm an emotional basket case, and I have a lot of childhood trauma, and so does Lima, but he's better at hiding it than me.
Dump a bunch of water on it, and then I told him to tank the segment so we know a video would never get out, and you wouldn't have to worry about
it. Well, guess what didn't happen?
If you think I'm going to sit here and do those things. If you think I'm going to sit here and do a segment in a white undershirt with Keith Britton running those cameras, you are crazy.
Might as well roll a pack of smokes up and put them in the sleeve.
Like Chris Farley and Billy Madison. Are you nuts? All right. I'll let you guys all cuss me out when we come back. Ken Carmen and Eli, I'm alive on the fan.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.